Hey, we've been talking about different customers and what you did for recreation and so forth. What do you remember about St. Louis Day? What are your first recollections of St. Louis Day?
Oh,
where was it held? It was the earliest recollection you have.
Well, probably in the town of Hurricane, where St. Louis was. Then they moved it to the grounds at the church. I know one year they had the bingo there, and nobody worked in the Rose Mangle. All afternoon, we were by then in the evening, Trevor turned and Bill Knight and coming to help.
Was that when they built the parish hall, after they built the parish hall there in 23?
No, I believe it was after that. I believe the parish hall was there. But nobody helped. They didn't have any church classes in there.
Well, then they had the St. Louis Day there on the first day.
Mm-hmm.
Was the food prepared by the women? Martha Reed thinks that they cooked it in the restaurant when we were there,
mm-hmm.
and brought it over and served it, you know, they mm-hmm. cooked it over in the restaurant.
Well, maybe they did. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, the sausage maker, did they always make the sausage?
Mm-hmm. That's when you start making sausage, you know, when you say.
Were your mother and dad active in this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not mama so much, but my dad. Mm-hmm. But mama didn't, but I know she said cakes and pies. Then by that time they had pies, yes.
Uh-huh. And they served that with the meal?
No, you buy it in the afternoon with a cup of coffee or something.
Uh-huh.
And I often say I don't get one of those meals at
the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, is that so?
Uh-huh. Oh, no,
no,
it's just I'm adding pies, that's so much the water there and there is a pie, I'm just doing the old days.
Yeah.
They throw a cake in
the
But, you know, St. Louis Day has always been considered, you know, one of the biggest celebrations around here. Like you said, everybody came from all the other towns.
I know my mother used to stand by the stove all day long and cook. We see all our kinfolks from Moore. They'd come and stay with us. And mom would have to cook to them. They'd go to the dance and her, they'd go to the celebration too. And at night they'd all dress up here and take baths and put on and go to the dance. And mom would have to cook for them.
So everybody did this with whoever they knew in Castle, or they knew somebody who had a sister, brother, they turned to come and stay.
Sarah would die because they had a son with horse and buddy, you know.
Well, I've often wondered if the celebration moved to a different type of meal to sell, because, like you said, your mother was standing at the stove cooking for all these relatives, and I think the women in Castle got tired of this. And decided, why should we keep up with these people for free?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've just been there a year long.
I don't know.
Because Mrs. Stone always thought kind of the same thing about her mother.
She said
the yard was full of buggies. Everybody, every relative came from the barn.
Yeah.
And her mother cooked all this food, and I was doing so new.
And I'm going to do this and they didn't.
They had no.
They come, you know, they come to the dance mostly, and then the mother would have to cook for them.
So the dances in Castleville, really, people came from
far and near, as far back as I remember. Castleville was always the place where they come to dance. And now, they were going to be almost the same.
Okay, getting back to St. Louis Day during the day. When you were older, I say by the time you were a postmaster, you were a young woman then. Do you remember it being moved then to another location?
Well, they took it up to ever had no trouble but 1 year. 1 year they had it in the blanket bottom there, next to the window, and there was trouble in the evening. And then I don't know what it was, but there was a fire going on. I remember them calling Joe Ball that he was sheriff, and he said it, and it was in the mountains. But that is the only time that I know that we had trouble.
Yeah, they're gonna accuse me of
smoking kind of feeling, just like my grandfather had it when he was 50, you know.
Yeah,
he smoked all his life.
He did, at times he smoked.
And he was, I don't remember if he was smoking cigarettes. But he had a quick time if he got a cold one.
He did?
Yeah.
He always wanted to be with him, so he didn't plan to be with him, so he enjoyed his stuff with young people.
But like the Conrad family, he never did get together with their mother's family, the Conrad family. They were all, had their own family.
Oh, when John Conrad first gave his son around, he'd all be there, they were on Sunday evening. And that place is connected. But,
and where did she live?
Here in the South.
Also, they were real close to England.
My mom was there. And they were there, mom here. And then years back, my son was here, too. And they lived in the house.
Oh, well, that's well, that house where the one talk is that is the Conrad house. Was it the Conrad house all the time?
Before that, he got it.
Oh, really?
No, because he, but his father said, his grandpa used to say, that was the first funeral house. He was, Melton tells me that all the time, but I know
he was a lot of things. So, the Nichols funeral house is up where Edith Hansen is located. I think that's where they
stay for funeral house.
Yeah, because where Leo Shearhart lives there. Yeah. And then Edith Hansen's husband was a grandson of Leo, wasn't he? Yeah. Edith Hansen's husband was a grandson.